Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Maz Jobrani has the lead, Peter. He has 3 points. Paula Poundstone and Jesse Klein are tied for second. They both have 2 points.
Okay. Well, we have flipped a coin to break the tie. Paula's elected to go second. Jesse, you're up first.
Ruh-roh.
Please fill in the blank.
Okay.
In a ceremony on Thursday, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta officially declared the end of the blank.
Iraq War.
Yes. 7 GOP presidential candidates met in Sioux City on Thursday for their last blank before the Iowa caucuses.
Debate.
Right. Newt Gingrich stirred up controversy last weekend when he called blanks an invented people.
Palestinians.
Right. For this year's Most Fascinating Person of the Year special, Barbara Walters picked Apple co-founder blank.
Oh, Steve Wozniak. Apple co-founder?
Yes. No, Steve Jobs. There were only two, and you got the other one.
But he's dead. Doesn't she have to interview them?
Apparently not this time. Here we go.
I would never have gotten that.
For the second time in 3 weeks, a dog made news for blanking.
Dying?
Shooting his owner. According to a new study from the Pew Research Center, a record 49% of adults in the U.S. are blank.
Not married?
Right.
Oh.
A French film about the silent movie era received the most nominations for this year's Blank Awards.
Golden Globe.
Right. A man in Brookville, Pennsylvania was caught when he tried to get time off work by blanking.
Tweeting that he just had sex.
No. Can't come into work. No. By placing a fake obituary for his mother in the local newspaper. Having the newspaper obit on hand to back him up made Scott Bennett's dead mother's story sound more credible when he offered it to his boss. Until his mom ruined everything by being still alive.
I'm not meeting that guy at Chili's.
No. He now has all the time off he wants since he was fired and will be spending it in his room without his supper.
I'm very embarrassed about the Steve Jobs question.
I think that nobody would have remembered if he'd gotten that right, but now it will be an immortal moment. Carl, how did Jesse do in our quiz?
Jesse had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. She now has 12 points, and Jesse Klein has taken the lead.
Well done. All right. So, Paula, you're up next.
Let me just say Steve Jobs.
Good job. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, the Iranian government refused an official U.S. request to return to the blank that Iran captured last week.
The drone that was spying on them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs, Rebecca Black, and the iPhone 5 were among the top searches on blank this year.
Google.
Right. The company Zynga, known for its Facebook game Blank, harvested $1 billion when it went public this week.
The farm thing.
The farm thing?
Yeah.
Farmville. All right,
not
I'll give
so
it
much. Farmville. Was it Farmville?
It was Farmville. This week, the Latvian airline AirBaltic announced plans to branch out and blank during flights.
To branch out and fly during flights.
No, to sell cars to passengers.
Oh, yes.
On Monday, former first daughter Blank made her first appearance as a special correspondent on NBC.
Chelsea Clinton.
Right. On Thursday, a French court found former President Blank guilty of embezzlement.
Sarkozy.
No, Jacques Chirac. He's the current president, Sarkozy. Hailed as the new must-have automotive accessory, you can now purchase a blank for your car.
A must-have automotive accessory. A invisible shield.
No, a thong.
Thong,
a car thong.
Yeah.
If you're one of those people who like to deck your car out in a car bra back in the 80s, at long last, you can complete your car's ensemble of lingerie. Car thongs are exactly what they sound like, gigantic pink frilly underpants with a thong back that you can put in the back of your car.
Nice.
Be careful, though. There's nothing worse than getting halfway across town and realizing you've got a trunk wedgie. Yeah. Carl, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Pretty good.
Paula had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. She now has 10 points, but Jesse Klein remains the leader with 12 points.
Steve Jobs. Yeah.
So,
gotta love Steve Jobs.
All right, so how many then does Maz need to win?
5 correct answers.
All right, here we go, Maz. This is for the game. You can do it. President Obama warned Congress on Thursday not to leave town without extending blank tax cuts.
The payroll tax.
Right, after a negative campaign by a Florida evangelical group. Lowe's and Kayak.com dropped out as advertisers on a reality show about blank.
All-American Muslims.
Right. After spending 20 years in French and American jails, this week former military dictator blank was extradited back to Panama.
Boyega.
Right. And one of their biggest changes yet, on Thursday, the timeline feature was rolled out in the social networking site blank.
Facebook.
Right. A Spanish newspaper will begin producing a version of the Huffington Post called blank.
El Posto de Huffington.
So close. I almost want to give it to you. It will actually be called El Huffington Post. Still angry with Alec Baldwin, the Association of Professional Flight Attendants has requested his show Blank be removed from American Airlines flights.
30 Rock.
Right. In a two-day record-breaking auction at Christie's, the jewelry belonging to actress Blank brought in more than $137 million.
Liz Taylor.
Right. TV crews filming a recent Law & Order SVU episode based on the Occupy Wall Street protesters were interrupted by Blank.
The Occupy Wall Street protesters.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
So the producers of the show built an Occupy New York set to do an Occupy New York themed episode, and the Occupy New York protesters came and occupied the Occupy New York set. They said it was disrespectful of their movement. Other protesters simply were demanding more screen time for Richard Belzer. Carl, did Maz do well enough to win?
He needed 5 correct answers. Maz had 7 correct answers. So 17 points. Maz Jobrani is this week's champion.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Nice work.
I'm excited.
You should be.